Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Snow. This is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the rest of the world. So come along with me now as we discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. I got another great show lined up for you this week. We are about a week away from the 2025 East Coast Music Awards. Now, normally this would drop on Tuesday, but I've been super, super busy lately that I had to delay this till Wednesday. But this episode is well worth the wait. Coming up this week on the podcast, I got my guest Axel Bellegarde and Jenna Maloney of Porta Putin. They got their brand new album, We Buy, which dropped last Friday, and they come on to talk about the album, how they made it, and some of the songs that were included on this album that weren't on the first. There's some great stories about this record, plus their plans to celebrate the release of the record and for the East Coast Music Awards coming up next week. And of course, I'll be there next week. I'll be doing some interviews at the red carpet and also be doing some interviews that I'll be airing over the next couple of weeks and months. That's all coming up, but right now let's get through the newfound releases of the week. These songs came out between April 20th to the 26th. Our first newfound release comes from Big Jib. They are a trad folk band from Clarenville, and they make up some of the former members of Sláinte, like Kurt Blackmore. Well, right now, they got a brand new album coming out called I Should Have Been a Sailor out May 1st, but here's the first single from that album. Here is Funny Little Place from Big Jib on the Musical Connections podcast.
In 1497, Cabot came across, looking for a passage, not knowing if he was lost. He found the fish and went back home, told stories that were grand about this little funny place, a place called Newfoundland. They came from Spain and Portugal and England and from France for a new life in a new world. They thought they'd take the chance. They settled on the coast and caught the fish hand over hand and gave her to this funny place, a place called Newfoundland. This funny little place that we call Newfoundland, settled with some hardship that some don't understand, where people are resilient and lend a helping hand and make this place the greatest place, a place called Newfoundland. We fought at Bovine Hamlet and made it on the line, then joined Confederation in 1949. Joey said to burn our boats, he had other plans, but boats are still a part of it, a place called Newfoundland. The cot collapse in 92 was a blow we all survived, and we all stood with Danny when Harper didn't die. The oil and the tourists have helped us make our stand and have added to this funny place, a place called Newfoundland. This funny little place that we call Newfoundland, settled with some hardship that some don't understand, where people are resilient and lend a helping hand and make this place the greatest place, a place called Newfoundland. We welcome all the tourists and make them kiss the cod. We screeched them in long, may your big chin draw. We paid our dues and lived and laughed, and that gives us our brand and makes this place the greatest place, a place called Newfoundland. This funny little place that we call Newfoundland, settled with some hardship that some don't understand, where people are resilient and lend a helping hand and make this place the greatest place, a place called Newfoundland. This funny little place that we call Newfoundland, settled with some hardships that some don't understand, handed down by father, where once they stood we stand. God guard this place, our funny place, a place called Newfoundland. God guard this place, our funny place, a place called Newfoundland.
Big Jib with Funny Little Place here on Musical Connections. Our next newfound release comes from our guest here on the podcast, Porta Putin. With this unofficial start to summer about a few weeks away, want to play a song paying dedication to the May 2-4 weekend? Here's May 2-4 from Port-a-Potin on the Musical Connections podcast.
It's May 2-4, it's another from the shop, as we saw the movie, it's all the special, and we could all see the fact that we're jumping over the best, we saw around the people who can't be not from me. Il y avait Michael, il y avait Nicky, il y avait Samuel, puis Emily, le grand Noah, et puis Jordan, toute la gang était réunie avec la valise bien remplie de gin, de bière, les deux whisky, on avait tous la bien partie, il fallait partir toute la nuit, mais dans notre automobile, it's time to go and take the wheel, on fait la route de Farron, Billy, Hatt, à part d'or, David, prêt à faire le tour de l'île, en écoutant nos chansons, puis nos jigs and wheels. It's May 2-4 et on est sur le départ towards the cabin by the shore. C'est que personne n'aura soir, c'est le week-end. On évade la vie mondaine, quand arrive la fin de semaine, we head out pour le long week-end. On a roulé sous la highway, on a roulé sous la chaussée, on a roulé sous nos pavés, ça brûlait de parfumé. On a traversé les vallées, on a traversé les comtés, on a traversé nos salés jusqu'à enfin le tout d'abbé. Quand arrive les munchies, on se pas pour des friandises, prendre une coupe de Big Mary's et des Dater sans se diviser pour satisfaire dans le gourmandise afin qu'on puisse avoir notre thé, notre dérive. It's May 2-4, on des bouteilles de fort alors qu'on passe au liqueur store, cause we need to get some more. Au dépanneur, on se prend des chips et des liqueurs avant de rallumer le moteur, afin qu'on arrive de bonne heure. Une fois qu'on est arrivé, on prend le temps de s'installer avec les fiches qui bellent, des bouteilles de bière de bœuf salé, des fiches qui sont ballonnées, des brochettes pizza, steak hachées, des guimauves à se faire griller, des tartes pour déjeuner et l'estomac bien rempli. On sort les jeux et défie la vie par jeu comme des amis, un paquet de café demi, prêt à jouer une autre partie, avant tout se prendre du tout time toute la nuit. May 2-4 et on sent la force sonore sur les speakers qui passent trop fort. J'entends tout avec sa robe, c'est notre playlist qui rassemble tous nos artistes qui alimentent notre transmotrice. C'est tout parfait pour notre Davis. Le Stan Rogers, la Great Big City, du 50 Summit, c'est Chili, puis du Steve Allen, du Country, du Ratley Buggy, du Buddy, du Harry FCC. C'est Shining Kid, Nugger, Fuggy, Deep, une coupe de session, Tizzy, du Taylor, plus 50s. On chante à tous ces chansons, on danse à son rasant ambition jusqu'à ta qu'on sorte le violon. Et puis la vieille accordéon et tout le monde se mit en route, tout le monde se mit en place pour un petit newfie. Stomp, 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 stomp until you drop. Cause everybody's doing it, doing the newfie stomp. May 2-4 feels like we've been here before. L'histoire se répète encore et puis encore et puis encore. À chaque année, quand arrive Victoria Day, we have a time around the bay avec les boys et le party.
That was Port-a-Potin for you on Musical Connections with me, 2-4. We have another album drop this week. It comes from Colt the Raven. It's from their fourth studio album, Map the Dark, which came out on Wednesday. And I gotta say, it is probably their best work to date. Right now, here is a song that they've had Joey Landreth on guitar for this tune. Here is a song called Oh Lena on the Musical Connections podcast.
Oh Lena, your magic bag. You're dancing like a rocket around the room. Oh, Lena, you make me a believer that everything in life will come to you. When you're cold and lonely and you think that you're the only one around, keep on singing like a spell.
Oh, Lena, we're a picture of a maker.
Bolt the Raven for you on Musical Connections with Olena. And we go now to Rachel Cousins. It's her first single off a brand new album set to come out later this year, which she's working on with Greg Wells of Silly Cove Records, of course, multiple-time Grammy Award winner and the music producer of the Wicked movie. Greg Wells has had a busy year, and I say his 2025 is already getting even more loaded. This is a brand new song from Rachel Cousins that I first heard at the Music Gonelle Awards back in September, and I've waited for the studio version for this long, so here you go. Rachel Cousins and Nora on the Musical Connections podcast.
Nora, you're sitting on my kitchen counter, saying you'll be alone forever. Played all your cards at 22. Joke's on you.
Rachel Cousins for you on Musical Connections with Nora. Our last new song of the week comes from the Irish Descendants. A big thank you to Wendy Phillips for sending me three brand new tracks from the group. And one of those first tracks that she sent me was their cover of The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, a song written by Ewan McCall and made famous by Roberta Flack. They do a tremendous job on it. And I'm also going to be having Con O'Brien again on Musical Connections. It just seems like he doesn't go away when it comes to coming on this show. But It's great for me because he has so many stories to tell and stories that I haven't even heard yet. You'll be hearing that episode over the next week or two. And, of course, the Irish Descendants will be starting their 35th anniversary tour beginning May 2nd at the Arts and Culture Center in Stephenville. They're going to be opening the East Coast Music Awards with the annual kickoff party at the Jag Soundhouse. They'll be joined alongside Mick Davis and Thin Love and with Violet. And they're also going to be playing Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's as that song gets inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Very busy year for the Irish Descendants, and they're also going to be playing the 49th annual Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival on July 13th. Well, after all that, I'll be talking more about that as the weeks and months come ahead when it comes to what the Irish Descendants are up to. But right now, here they are now with a brand new tune. This is To 'Em Beat on the Musical Connections podcast.
Upon the golden age, singing songs was all the rage. Songs for glory, songs for fun, sad songs in the native tongue. Upon my solemn oath, there'd be 40 verses, note for note. Here's a song to set you free from all of that old history. We got the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your mammy, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song. Stall her sham, you're only spoofing, you're huffing, and you're puffing, and you're blowing the roof in. I've got the electric guitar with the pickup and the tremolo bar. I got the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your mammy, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song. The working, working, working man, are you white, the Paddy Talty's man? Boys and girls, twist and shout, have a bit of fun and dance about. To the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your granny, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song. Quarter to 11, off you go, down the palace, not too slow. Heaven's all across the sky, I declare to God, I must reply. We got the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your mammy, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song. The tinker and the pavvy sham, fair play to the traveling man. He's wheel broke, he's settled down, he brings beauty to the town. He got the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your mammy, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song. And the tune beat goes, sugar, sugar, and the heart speaks, and how's your mother, and the tune beat goes, shimmy, shammy, and the heart speaks, and how's your mammy, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old, singing the song, singing the song, singing the same old song.
For any Newfoundland and Labrador musicians out there that wants to be a part of Newfound Releases, it's easy. You can send off your submission to musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. If you want to head over to my Linktree, linktree.com/ZachSnowNL, you'll have a full guide on how you qualify for Newfound Releases. And now it is time to welcome my guest to Musical Connections this week, as this week I connect with the one of the hot, young, up-and-coming Francophone duos in the province. I talk with Axel Bellegard and Jenna Maloney of Porta Poutine. They have their brand new album out called We Buy, and it is a tremendous record. Very well done, and has some interesting covers. Some French takes on the Banks of Newfoundland, the Northern Lights of Labrador, and even La Baudaise Faire. And they talk all about that, how they covered the song for this album, plus some of their favorite songs on the record, what it took to make it, and some of their future plans, which includes album release parties and a showcase at the East Coast Music Awards. We're going to cover all that and more in this conversation, so let's get connecting with Axel Bellegarde and Jenna Baloney of Porta Putin. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. This is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the world. Felicitations. I can't speak French, but I do know two people that can. They just released their second studio album, We Buy, and it's got great songs such as covers of the Rattlin' Bog, the Northern Lights of Labrador, and a very rare song they got from the Mun Archives. Joining me right now to talk all about that are the people that make up Porta Putin, Jenna Baloney, and Axel Bellegarde. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
And congratulations again on this album here, We Buy. Great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I see you got a little friend here. Is this Curtis by chance?
This is Curtis. This is the third member of Porta Putin.
Well, I think you officially got your mascot here.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, this is your second album you guys have put out. Now, I first played you guys in 2023 when you put out your self-titled debut album. Or was it called Terra Nova?
It was self-titled. Yeah.
Now, this is the second album. It's called We Buy. How excited are you to have this brand new record out?
I am thrilled. We have worked super hard on this. This is showcasing us in a different way, I think. We have a lot more variety on this album, and I am just super excited to be sharing this with the world.
And what about you, Axel? How do you feel that this is out?
I mean, it's the same way we spent, 15 months working on this?
It's 15 months?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, we were planning to release it back in the fall of last year. But I mean, we've got so busy with so many things that it just got pushed and pushed and over again. But I'm glad that we took the time to get something that we're very proud of. So
yes, and you took your sweet time with this. And both of you guys work for the Francophone Federation. So I guess that caught up with the work that pushed this album to its release today.
That's right. But we also produced the album ourselves. So all the work that's on the album, that's all from us. Yeah.
Now, we have the Folk Festival poster right over there, which you guys played last year. And you guys formed at the Folk Festival Francophone stage. Now, Axel, I'm going to go to you for this because, we've had these conversations before. You're not originally from this province. You're from Quebec. But you bring a whole new taste to our folk scene that really, needs, the kind of modern shake-up that really, can send it to that next level. How did this whole Porta Putin thing start?
It started at Folkfest back in 2022, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's what it says on our logo.
Yeah, that's right. it was mostly just an opportunity that we had to play at the partner stage for the Francophone space. And so we decided to play as a duo. It wasn't Porta Putin back then. It was just Jenna and Axel. And so we decided to do a little set of songs that were a bit of the history of Francophone music around Canada. And for me, who comes originally from Quebec, I've discovered that the folk music in Newfoundland is very similar to the one that we have in Quebec and in Newfoundland. It's got the same roots. It's got the same jigs, the same reels. It's got the same same origins, like the Irish influence that comes into the traditional music. And so I wanted to highlight that through our original songs.
Wonderful. Now, Jenna, I've known you for quite a bit of time. I've heard about you through, you play with Conway for quite a bit of time, and you've also released your own music. So this is really like a whole new project for you, and you've been at this now for about 3 or so years. So how did you and Axel meet?
We met at a kitchen party a few years back. At the time, Axel did not know I spoke French. this was a very much by chance thing. I mean, your old roommate at the time was another musician that I knew. We were doing a live stream, so I went over to play for them. And, through that, we kind of discovered that we both really had a love for traditional music, for the French language, for Francophone music. So that's kind of what brought us together and allowed us to create this project.
Yeah, and that's one thing I didn't really know about you when I first, I think I saw you on the Broadside one night where you're doing French music. That blew me away, and you're really good at French. So what drew you to Francophone music?
That's actually a really good question. it all kind of timed super well because I've been making music since I was super young. I had the chance to perform a couple of times on the Francophone stage at Folkfest by myself when I was really young. But mostly, like you said, I was a bassist for a very long time with Conway. I did a little bit of solo stuff all through my teenage years. But then I went to music school and I called it quits after a couple of years. I really wasn't enjoying it and it gave me a lot of stage fright. So I had completely given up music and I decided to pursue French in university. It was a whim decision. It was something that was super influenced by my parents, but I was super lucky because I fell in love with the language and now I'm doing what I love. I'm working in the Francophone community. I get to spend, 99% of every day living my life in French. And so that all kind of timed super well with when I met Axel. So not only was I dealing with stage fright, but I was also having this identity crisis of like what I wanted to do. So having that path before me with the French language just in university, having him to support me through everything that I was going through, the French language and playing in French gave me my voice back and I was able to get back on stage and have fun with it.
Yeah, and I'm very happy that you found this new project where you can really express yourself and really be yourself on stage. I don't see you regret going back to university to take French now.
I don't regret it at all.
Probably one of the best decisions you ever made.
1,000,000% it is.
Now, of course, when you your earlier question, you said when you moved here to Newfoundland, Labrador, you were really blown away by all the Irish connections that our province had with its music. And that's really why you wanted to incorporate into this sound that you and Jenna have made together. Any more, any particular influences that you guys really listen to when it comes to creating the sound of Portapoutine?
It comes down to when you look at the bands, some of the big artists from Newfoundland, some of the big artists in trad music in Quebec, they share very similar sounds. So you take a look at Great Big Sea, and you take a look at Les Cowboys Fringants, or you get the wonderful Grand Band, or La Bottine Souriante, and they share very similar instrumentation, very similar tone in their music. So that's just to name a few, obviously, but it was named in the Rockefellers, big inspiration of ours. That's where it comes from.
Wonderful. Now, I want to get to a song that you guys had as part of the Arts and Letters Awards. You recently were awarded that. It's called Sous le Toit de la Mer, and that's a song that you wrote, Axel, which ended up getting a Confederation 75 Arts and Letters Award. I believe it's in the senior category?
It was a special category for this year. It was called the Confederation 75 category, but they had a submission for all subcategories, including music, poetry, literature.
Wonderful. Now, tell me a little bit about that, and what was that like for you guys to get that honor?
Well, it was a great challenge I gave to myself to write a song theme around the Confederation, the impact of the Confederation on the Francophone communities of Newfoundland and Labrador. And it was a bit of a challenge I gave to myself. And it worked out great. I'm really proud of the way the song came out. I'm really proud of the recognition from the Arts and Letters Awards and really proud to have it on the album.
That's wonderful. Now, of course, this is your second studio album. Do you have a favorite song on the album, Jenna? I'm going to start with you on this one and put you on the spot here. Do you have a favorite song on the album, and what would that be and why?
I do. So Les Bains de Terre-Neuve is definitely my favorite. So that was, and there are a couple of reasons for that. One is that I think it's a very, very beautiful translation. So that's something that Axel put together that we were hoping to put on our first album, but it didn't end up panning out. So we ended up pushing it to the second. But it was something that was definitely a challenge for you because having to rhyme with Terre-Neuve, not easy. Aren't many words that rhyme with Terre-Neuve.
About three words that rhyme with Terre-Neuve.
And he used all of them.
Oh my God.
So, that was definitely a challenge for you. So it was really cool to see that and for me to appreciate the work that went into that. And then on the other side of it, I was super excited to have this on the first album, and I was pretty depressed when it got pushed, I won't lie.
Oh, wow.
But I wrote a 5-part choral type arrangement for it. So I got to, it was the first time when, like, for us working together that I really got to shine and show my talents, because that's something I really, really enjoy is arranging and working with several voices. Harmonies are really my thing. So we got to work with two different artists. I was Frédéric Blouin and Kristen English that worked with us on that song. And it's five voices total. We doubled this one over here because he has a really low voice. yeah, so it's completely stripped down. It's just voices and us stomping in my bedroom. That's it. And I'm really, really proud of how it turned out with like the limited things that we put into it. So that one I'm really, really excited for people to hear.
And what about you, Axel?
I would say The Stepless Waltz, which is Jenna's original song, one of Jenna's original song on the album. She spent, was it like 6 months working on it?
Not even working on it, just 6 months trying to come up with what I was going to say with the song.
Oh, geez.
But the big challenge was that it's a bilingual song, so every other line is in French or English, and she rhymes words between the two languages, and it's just so beautifully made. It's a bit of out of our comfort zone. It's not the type of music that we usually do. Unlike most of our music's been more around like history stuff, this one's a more, how'd you say, emotional, I guess?
You can say it.
Yeah. So it's it was a bit out of our comfort zone, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful song that came out of this amount of work that Jenna put in.
Wonderful. Now, one of my personal favorite songs on this album was the French version of the Rattlin' Bug. It's La Bédaise Faire. I hope I got that right.
Yeah, close enough.
So what's the pronunciation for that?
L'arbre est dans ses feuilles.
La Bédaise Faire.
That's right. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Now, for anybody that's out there, whoever quit French in grade 9, I'm with you. Now, I actually played that, believe it or not, for Con O'Brien about a day or two ago, the day that this is going to be dropping. He was really impressed with your harmonies, too, and just like the low bass harmonies that you have in the song. But I was just blown away by how fast you guys were like seeing the Rattlin' Bog in French, because everybody knows the Irish Descendants version of the Rattlin' Bog. I mean, it's a classic. But to take it on in French, what made you decide to pursue this song in particular for your record?
Well, I think the full story is L'Arbre dans ses feuilles is a traditional French song that's been around since forever, as long as Rattling Bug, actually. It's got probably similar roots, but it's been around since forever. It's a traditional song. You've sang it the very first time you sang in French.
Yeah, right? I did. Yeah. My very first show in French, I did sing that particular song. And so Axel put together this video a while ago of me when I was 8 years old singing that song.
What?
Versus me at nearly 22 singing the exact same song at the exact same festival, just on the bigger stage.
Wow.
Same key, same everything, yeah. Just a little faster.
Much faster.
With less mistakes. But yeah, even me who doesn't have, say, a background in the French language, the same as what you do, because I did learn French in school, I still do have a story with that song. I've known it forever and ever. So it was really special to get to record that and to add like a Newfie twist to it too. So it has like, it has a bit of both of us in there.
Yeah. But the Newfie twist comes from my, my story with the song, because I moved to Newfoundland. I didn't know Rattling Bug. I didn't know that was such a thing. I only knew L'Arbre dans ses feuilles. I grew up with it. It's a song that we learned as kids. Right. So I moved to Newfoundland and comes to the radio, plays Rattling Bug, the Irish Descendants version of Rattling Bug. I was like, that's amazing. That's just the English translation of L'Arbre dans ses feuilles. That's what it was to me back then. and I was really impressed by the speed and everything. And then I eventually discovered that, no, it's just this old, very old tune that's been around since forever. So there come the idea of like, why not put this song in French, but you did Newfie style, the Newfie way, which is just to speed it up.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the song has gone on a long way. I know it's an old, like, traditional Irish tune, and so popular, even the Wiggles covered it.
That's
and,
right.
And the Wiggles covered that in 2019, and then there's, like, this viral video out there of the Tree of Wisdom just, like, you know, doing this.
I know and, that one, yeah.
Like, if we all had the Tree of Wisdom's energy, I think we can all be more happier in the world.
Whatever he's on, I want it. He's
same.
Amazing.
Same. He has a lot of energy. Yeah. Now, you guys are going to be showcasing at the East Coast Music Awards in St. John's. And this is the first time the ECMAs are here in St. John's in 10 years. We're not counting 2020. It was scheduled here, but we all know what happened after that.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to be showcasing, I believe, like May 8th or 9th? May 9th. Yeah. And it's your first time showcasing together as Porte Poutine. So how excited are you to be showcasing at the East Coast Music Awards? And how excited are you guys that it's here in St. John's?
I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to have been invited as an accelerator artist as well. So we're going to do the export program, the export showcase, and everything that comes with it. So very excited. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the ECMA is such a big event, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see people from all around Atlantic Canada to come here in our town to celebrate music, East Coast music.
So who do you guys hope to meet at the East Coast Music Awards that you haven't met already?
That might be more of a question for you, because you've looked at it more all than right, I
yeah.
have.
Well, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of delegates who are Francophones this year at the ECMA, probably around the controversies that happen and everything. Although there is one that we are really excited to meet, is one who will represent the Festival d'été de Québec, which is the largest music festival in the province of Quebec. One that we've attended back a couple of years ago.
Wow.
The main stage has over 100,000 people audience, so it's just this massive, massive festival. So we hope we can catch some people's attention and maybe get a chance at this festival eventually.
Wonderful. Now, what about artists? Do you hope to meet any like Francophone artists that you may want to like say write with, collaborate with, jam with?
I feel like everyone that's going to be here for ECMAs, we have met before and played with. I mean, we're super excited to see our friends Vishtan. They're from PEI. They're absolutely incredible. Their style is comparable to our own.
Yeah.
We worked with them last year in Lunenburg. They are amazing people. They're amazing artists. Their story is incredible. So I'm really just looking forward to seeing them again.
Wonderful. What about you, Axel?
Like you said, most Francophone artists invited are people that we met prior. So yeah, very excited to see Vishten again. Very excited to see who else is is that Patente there as well?
I believe so. Yeah. That feels right. I can't remember.
Can cut it off.
No, absolutely.
I can't remember how the list goes, but yeah, there's not a whole lot of Francophone artists this year, unfortunately. Lots of them decide to not come to the ECMAs because of the different controversies that happen.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And just the amount of changes that were made at the same time. And it's been very hard to ignore that, too, with the East Coast Music Awards. And it's the one year that it comes back to St. John's. It's sad.
I know.
But, like, these are conversations that, I at the same time, really need to be had, because at the end of the day, we're all really fighting for the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go into a more of a debate here about the Francophone scene here in Newfoundland and Labrador, because it is on the rise. And names like yourselves and Liz Fagan and Adrian House and Louise Gauthier, among others, like, there are some names out there that are not coming to my head right now, but, like, it's on the rise here. And so what do you think more can be done, not just on a provincial level, but on a maritime level that, say, Francophone music could really, like, you know, could use to, you know, help it get to where it needs to be?
We do have a lot of support for Francophone artists here in Newfoundland. We've seen a desire from Musique&L to be more and more bilingual, especially since Tamara has been a part of the Musique&L team.
Well, she's amazing.
Oh, she's awesome, cool. Yeah. And now, I mean, just the funding application, the award application are now bilingually. So it's just, it's good to see that there is some recognition for Francophone artists and support for Francophone artists here in Newfoundland. We also get lots of support from different organizations around the Maritimes. I mean, we've worked part of a program with Music New Brunswick for the past 8 months, who are helping us with the everything that comes with the music industry. What's called the L'Arrière Scène Backstage, beautiful program that we're part of. So there is lots of support here and there with the music, the Francophone music scene in Atlantic Canada. So I don't think the support is an issue. It's more a recognition in the bilingual events, such as the ECMA.
Got it. So what do you hope the ECMA can do to, you know, help make sure it grows?
And that's a question I don't know how to ask. We're still, like, it's our first ECMA, so we're not, like, super into what happened behind the scene, the controversies and all. We're really glad to be part of it. We hope that we can have our voice heard, in the sense that the Francophone community is very alive and needs to be more represented.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's the main takeaway point of it, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but so let's spin this more in a more positive aspect, because it's really exciting, and it's the only real time in Atlantic Canada that, like, and here in in May, like, yeah, during this time of the year where festival season is really just getting underway here, like that we can all gather together and really, you know, talk about the things that really matter to us. And that's a strong Newfoundland Labrador music scene and Atlantic Canadian music scene as well. So what do you hope to take away from this conference when it comes here May 7th?
I mean, meet amazing people. It's just going to be a great chance to attend beautiful like artists on stage, on showcases stage, the award shows. It's going to be, just to meet a lot of friends who are going to come over here to St. John's to have a fun time to celebrate music.
Now, you guys are going to be doing an album release party this coming May the 3rd. I don't know the name of the actual venue it's going to be at, and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong. Santa de la Vente, that's not even right. But May 3rd is where you're going to be doing an album release party. So where is it going to be?
That will be at the Centre Scolaire et Communautaire des Grands Vents. So,
or Big Winds.
Big Winds. Basically, what most people just refer to as the French school, like the French school over on Ridge Road, that's what it is. So that's where we're going to be. So there's a wonderful little theater in the school there, the community center. And so we're going to be hosting two shows there, one at, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 p.m., one at 7 p.m. And we're super excited for those shows. And so we spend a lot of time at the community center. So to be able to present something ourselves there, we're super looking forward to that.
Wonderful. Now, you recently got the albums and got one of these right over here. Once again, just to show it, I'm going to keep showing this because it's a beautiful album cover, a beautiful record too. You got to play this at Gower Street United Church with three choirs. So how did that feel to, you know, have your music and then have these choirs in the background singing your tunes in French?
I mean, that was an amazing feeling, really, especially working with the kids, because there was two school choirs with us, and it was such an amazing feeling to have all these kids excited to sing the song that we wrote, to have songs such as Terneva and Sarah and like just have them sing along. It's amazing to see how much music can influence the next generation to pursue arts, to pursue singing, and to pursue and be able to express themselves in their language.
That's absolutely amazing. And I'm glad you guys are like really at the forefront of, you know, helping grow this Francophone scene and really like, you know, make it as consistent as it can be. Now, we're going to get to one of those songs very shortly. I'm going to spin the wheel of Porte Poutine and see what I land on, to see what I can play for for after this conversation. Now, for people who want to find out more about Porte Poutine, some tour dates and what do you guys come up next, including like videos and content, where can they go when it comes to, say, socials and like a website?
Our website is portepoutine.ca. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, X, Blue Sky. I mean, we're all everywhere. It's at portepoutines. We keep our schedule, our tour schedule on our social media. You'll find links to streaming services on our website, to Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal and all that stuff. You can find everything on portepoutine.ca.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in to do this podcast episode with me. I'm very proud of how far you've come in such a short amount of time. It's only onward and upward from here. Congratulations. Félicitations. Bonne chance with this album. And merci beaucoup when it comes to being here with me. And thanks for doing this.
Merci.
Merci.
Man, when I first played these guys in 2023, little did they know how much impact they would have in those 3 years that they've been together. If you want to find out everything that you need to know about Porte Poutine, visit portapoutine.ca. It has the links to all their streaming services and their social media channels. Well, right now, here is that song that I did not know originally started as a French folk song. Right now, here are Porte Poutine with L'Arbre des Fers, and I'm not even going to get that pronunciation right, even if you tried. Right now, here is that great song, and see if you can try and keep up with them in French. Here are Porte Poutine on the Musical Connections podcast. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long d'Andy. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long d'Andy. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long d'Andy. Dans l'arbre, il y a une branche. Dans l'arbre, il y a une branche. La branche est dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long d'Andy. 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 Dans la branche, il y a un nœud. Dans la branche, il y a un nœud. Le nœud dans la branche et la branche dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long, Marie-Dé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long, Marie-Dé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marie-Long, Dondé. Dans le nœud, il y a un trou. Dans le nœud.
le nœud dans la branche et la branche est dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans le trou il y a deux nids. Dans le trou il y a deux nids. Le nid dans le trou est dans le nœud et le nœud est dans la branche et la branche est dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Le nid dans le trou est dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans le fiat de l'oiseau, dans le fiat de l'oiseau. L'oiseau dans le fleuve et dans le nid dans le trou est dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Oiseau est dans le fleuve et dans le nid dans le trou et dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans le verre il y a une larve, dans le verre il y a une larve. L'arbre dans le verre dans l'oiseau est dans le fleuve et dans le nid dans le trou et dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans la larve il y a une l'arbre dans le verre dans l'oiseau et dans le fleuve et dans le nid dans le trou et dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans le cou il y a une tique, dans le cou il y a une tique. Le tique dans le cou est dans la larve, l'arbre dans le verre dans l'oiseau et dans le fleuve et dans le nid dans le trou et dans le nœud dans la branche et dans l'arbre. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Marilyn. L'arbre dans ses feuilles, Marilyn, Dondé. Le tic dans le pouille dans la larve, larve dans le verre dans l'oiseau, oiseau et dans l'œuf, l'œuf dans le nid dans le trou, le nœud dans la branche dans l'arbre. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. Dans le cœur il y a l'amour, dans le cœur il y a l'amour. Dans le cœur dans le tic dans le pouille dans la larve, larve dans le verre dans l'oiseau, oiseau et dans l'œuf, l'œuf dans le nid dans le trou, dans le nœud dans la branche dans l'arbre. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Marilyn. La branche est faite, Marilyn, Dondé.
The boat down in the valley, oh.
And that puts a bow on this episode of Musical Connections. A big thank you to Axel and Jenna of Portapoutin for joining me as my guest. And thank you to them, as well as the other musicians, for contributing their songs for newfound releases. You guys are all a small part of a bigger puzzle of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector, one song at a time. And thank you so much for helping me connect your music with the rest of the world. So for any listeners out there that are joining me for the first time or that are just coming back to the show, how can you help grow our sector? Well, it's easy. You can keep up to date with everything Musical Connections by following me on social media. You can follow me at Zach Snow on Facebook, Zach Snow NL on Instagram. I also got the official Musical Connections NL YouTube channel where you'll see video versions of my conversations you hear each and every single week on the podcast. Just make sure to search it up in the search tab and subscribe. I'm trying to hit 1,000 subscribers. That'll be a big step in supporting independent media. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming services, RSS or Apple Music. Just make sure to search it in the tab. And when you're done an episode, make sure to leave a review while you're there. It'll help spread the word about this show a lot and the music that I play that supports the music industry of this province. You can also catch all previous episodes by going to waterfrontmedianl.ca/musical-connections-podcast. Well, coming up next week on the show, I'll be welcoming an audio producer, a music engineer, and a singer-songwriter. We're welcoming Wildfinger Jim Mercer to the podcast. He talks about his viral single, Don't Tell Me What to Do, and we'll also talk about some of his favorite memories from Wildfinger Studios, which also includes working with Ron Hines and Glenn Simmons on demos for Mary Got a Baby. That song ended up being on the 1111 soundtrack, which was released in 97. All that and more on the podcast next week, so make sure you tune in for that. Plus, I got more bonus episodes to come your way once I get to them. And now that the election is over, I can finally focus on that. New episodes drop every week wherever you get your podcasts. They'll mostly drop on Tuesdays, maybe Wednesdays if I'm too busy. And bonus episodes drop when you least expect it, so make sure to stay tuned to my socials for when that'll be up. And this wraps up episode 121 of Musical Connections. Thank you so much for connecting. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next week where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, but most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, bye for now.